From news across the world to events in your community, hear about it all on WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Well, thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Mark Lawrence here. Rob Setter's on the other side of the glass, taking great care of us as always. So we always appreciate his help and hard work. In the studio with us now, movie Mike McGranahan is here, professional film critic, author, and women in cinema advocate. His review today. First of all, welcome aboard, sir.
Hello.
Thank you so much for coming in. I always enjoy this. The Super Mario Brothers movie.
The Super Mario Brothers movie only needed to get three things right: to look like the video games, to capture the feel of the video games, and to tell a good story. It does indeed look like the games, and it does capture the feel of the games. As for having a good story, well, it's good enough. Chris Pratt provides the voice of the Brooklyn plumber who gets sucked down a magical green pipe along with his brother Luigi, played by Charlie Day. They're separated along the way, leading Luigi to get captured by the evil Bowser, voiced by Jack Black. Mario teams with Anya Taylor-Joy's Princess Peach to rescue him. That's pretty much it in terms of plot. There are lots of entertaining detours along the way, including an encounter with Donkey Kong, a kart race on a rainbow track, and a face-off against a Bonsai Bill. If you've never played the games, you probably don't know what that last thing is, but ask your kids. The Super Mario Brothers movie incorporates all the elements of the games in ways that are clever and funny. It's not just a 90-minute Nintendo commercial. Some real thought went into it. The animation is excellent, and the voice actors do a fine job bringing these beloved characters to life. If you like the Mario games, like I do, you'll have a sufficiently good time at this movie. On a scale of 1 to 4, I give it 3 Yoshis.
Okay, what's a Yoshi?
A Yoshi is the little dinosaur-like creature who Mario often rides.
Okay.
To get around.
So Mario, okay, not Mario, Mario.
You can say it either way.
Okay, thank you, yeah. My nickname is Mario sometimes around here for some reason, but that's another topic. Anyway, so 3 Yoshis. I noticed the voices, great selection of actors in the trailer.
Yeah, and Jack Black is the real standout here as Bowser. He's very funny, and you know, he's got that kind of deep, gravelly, loud voice. You know, he's sort of a loud guy in his comedy. That's part of his style, and that fits perfectly for Bowser. So he's very funny, and he gets to sing a couple of times in the movie too, which is also nice.
And one of the things you've always tried to look for in an animated film, do they call this animation anymore? Or is it better? Okay,
yep.
So in these kinds of animated films, it's something that is for everybody to watch. I've never played Mario Brothers and haven't seen any other movies of its ilk, but you're here to say it's not bad.
I like it. I mean, I think if you're unfamiliar with Mario Brothers, it probably won't mean that much to you. But I'm a Mario player from, you know, back in the early 90s. My 14-year-old son is a current Mario fanatic, and we both like the movie. So we both have that history with the games and its world, and there are a lot of references. There are a lot of things in the movie that are designed to remind you of this game or that game or the other thing. So if you're a fan, like we are, you can spot those things and appreciate them, and the movie is fun. If you're coming to it cold, you'll probably say, what's the fuss all about?
Okay, all right. So that might be a what the fuss person. Well, but some of the animated movies that are out, I have enjoyed. For example, the newest Pinocchio. I just thought it was a fabulous film. I really enjoyed watching that. So that was worth it. Okay, so Super Mario Brothers movie is out, and 3 Yoshis. Again, oh, the dinosaur, right?
Yep.
Okay, super. Thank you. Got to get that right. Yeah, kids are throwing something at the radio. Come on, Lawrence, get with the program. All right, a mini review. Fabulous trailer, incidentally.
Uh-huh.
Very compelling. Dungeons & Dragons, Honor Among Thieves.
It kind of has something in common with Super Mario Brothers. You know, in 1993, there was a Super Mario Brothers movie that was live action that was terrible, and now there's a better one. In 2000, there was a Dungeons & Dragons movie, which is one of the worst films I've ever seen, and now there's a better one of that, too. Honor Among Thieves stars Chris Pine and Michelle Rodriguez. They're thieves. They have to go against their former partner, Hugh Grant, who is essentially, I mean, it's more complicated than this, but he's essentially keeping Chris Pine's daughter captive. And so in order to get to him first, they have to go through a lot of different side quests, getting information from corpses in the cemetery and obtaining the requisite magical relic. And of course, it's based on the popular role-playing game Dungeons & Dragons that has been entertaining nerds for decades.
Yourself included?
I used to play it as a teenager, so when I say nerds, I'm saying it lovingly, not in an offensive way. But the smart thing here was that they made this movie a comedy. It was made by the same people who did the very funny Game Night a few years ago. And it's a comedy. Fantasy. It is very funny. The story is not that great, and it's not much substance to it, but it's very, very funny. Has some very clever action scenes to it. So 3 stars for Dungeons & Dragons Honor Among Thieves. Big improvement over the 2000 movie. And you don't have to know anything about the game to appreciate this movie, unlike Super Mario Brothers. You can go into this one cold, and you'll still enjoy it. If you do know some things about Dungeons & Dragons, you'll get a few of the references, but you don't have to have them to appreciate the comedy.
Okay, so 3 stars for that. And that is at theaters?
Also in theaters, yeah.
Okay, and that's where Mario Brothers is.
Correct.
At the theater. Okay,
yep.
Super. Okay, well, that takes us to entertainment news, first of which a drug dealer pleaded guilty to the death of Michael K. Williams.
Yeah, you know, we don't always get follow-up on these kind of things. It was very tragic when The Wire's Michael K. Williams died of a drug overdose. That was probably like at least a year ago, I forget. But a drug dealer this week pled guilty to selling him heroin that was laced with fentanyl. So that guy will be going to jail for a long time, which is good, another drug dealer off the streets. Unfortunately, it's a shame that he sold that to Michael K. Williams, who was a very talented actor and continues to be missed greatly.
Yeah, it was, what, 20-something or just low 30s?
I think he was a little older than that, like 30s, maybe early 40s.
Oh, okay, so I might not be thinking of the right fella. Okay, so, but anyway, okay, so justice meeting out some or accepting a guilty plea there. Now, this is the best news of the week.
Uh-huh.
The John Wick spinoff. Please, do tell.
Yes, the John Wick franchise is going to expand. Next summer, there will be a spinoff movie called Ballerina that will star recent Oscar nominee Ana de Armas. Now, if you've seen the James Bond movie No Time to Die, you'll remember she had a very small supporting role as a fellow agent that James Bond hooks up with. So she's got the action credentials there. She was really great in that sequence that she was in. Now she's going to get her own full-fledged action movie. And now after 4 installments, the John Wick world has really been created, so I think they can continue to do this. They can continue to spin off other characters or bring in new characters that are in that world because we understand enough about how it works. So I'm excited for this, too. It sounds really interesting. Ballerina coming next summer.
The hitman world.
Yeah.
And, well, hit person. There's women involved, too. And, yes, all the payoffs and tokens and
yes.
And the protocols and the rules associated with being a hit person. Okay, so that's coming up next year. We can look for that film actually out
next summer.
All right, Moana, live action version.
Yeah, you know, Disney is on this thing where they're doing new versions of all their animated classics, and Moana's not even that old, but Dwayne Johnson announced this week that they're going to do a live-action version of Moana, and he's going to play the same character he played in the animated version again. And all of this just makes me say, make something new. You know, we've already got Moana. It wasn't more than a few years ago. It was perfectly fine as it is. We don't need a live-action version of it. Go and make something new and original.
And live-action, to be 100% clear, is when actors play portray the thing that we saw in the film, the animated film.
Right, but the term is very loosely used. Like, they're talking about the live-action Little Mermaid. Well, if you've seen the trailer, yeah, there's real actors in it, but the majority of the movie is created through CGI, so it's not really 100% live-action, but that's what they call it.
Well, and we've seen some real live-action performances and some live-action performances.
Yes.
So we've been treated to some good stuff over the years with that. Okay. I am more excited about you than this, maybe. The Barbie movie trailer is out.
It's out this week, the full trailer, and it is funny. You know, it's one of those things. When I first heard they were going to do a Barbie movie, I just assumed that it was going to be something pandering to little girls and, you know, and which is fine. Little girls deserve
dolls.
Their own movies too. Right, but to sell dolls. If you see this trailer, you realize that they're making a movie that's not just about selling dolls. They're trying to comment on what the dolls mean, and there's a whole universe that they build. The film has a fantastic look, a great cast. And again, I watched the trailer and I laughed out loud about 3 or 4 times. So Barbie's hitting theaters this summer, and I have to admit, it's one of the movies I am most looking forward to this year.
I know somebody named Barbara, so I cannot wait to see her again. So so I can say, hi, Barbie.
Yes.
That's a, like a motif in the film is people saying hi to Barbie. Okay, so let's see. I guess that's it, right? That's everything. Oh, Jeremy Renner talking, so that's good.
He
right?
did an interview, I believe it was with Diane Sawyer, that's going to air tonight on ABC. His first time giving an interview since that very scary snowcat incident he had back in the wintertime. So right. fortunately, he's healing up and is able to talk about his experience now.
Right. Yeah, they played an excerpt of it in a promotional piece I just heard a little while ago, hearing the dispatchers talking about sending emergency services there, that
yeah.
he was in pretty tough shape. So what are you going to see this week? We'll have a review next week.
This week, I'm just going to be screening some stuff in advance.
Okay.
I'm not supposed to say what I'm screening
yet.
Oh,
I got you. Okay.
But yeah, I'll have something new for you next week.
The inside scoop in the film industry with Movie Mike McGranahan. Thank you so much, sir. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Movie Mike McGranahan, professional movie critic. Always his appearance is sponsored by the Campus Theater. Campus Theater, LewisburgCampusTheater.org.